USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump is frustrated with mainstream media for refusing to report on Hillary Clinton's campaign being accused of paying a technology company to infiltrate Trump Tower servers and later the White House. Justice Department Special Counsel John Durham filed a motion saying the infiltration was to establish a narrative of collusion between then-Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russia. Trump said in a statement released by his Save America Joint Fundraising Committee, "Can you imagine that? What should be the biggest story of our time, bigger than Watergate, is getting absolutely no mention." And in breaking news this afternoon, a mayoral candidate in Louisville, Kentucky, is safe after he was targeted in a shooting just below his office this morning. Craig Greenberg, the Democrat who announced his mayoral run in April of last year, said on Twitter, "My team and I are fortunately all safe. We are with the LMPD now. Thank you for the outpouring of support." This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Cold War-like tensions continue at the Ukrainian border. And another country is trying to help. With that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Germany is doing more to avert conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Chancellor Olaf Scholz arrived in Kyiv on Monday to talk with Ukrainian leaders regarding Russia's posturing on their border. Also, Ukraine's foreign minister requested a meeting with Kremlin officials within the next 48 hours. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former New York Yankees slugger Alex Rodriguez, once called by Donald Trump a druggie and a joke unworthy of wearing the pinstripes, is now the key part of an investment group seeking to buy the ex-president's marquee Washington, D.C. hotel, according to the Associated Press. A-Rod's involvement in the $375 million deal, which could close within the next 2 weeks, would make the athlete-turned-entrepreneur an unlikely financial savior for Trump, allowing him to recoup millions he invested and even emerge with a large profit from his hotel. Don't forget, you can stay updated anytime at usaradio.com.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The busiest U.S.-Canada border crossing is now open after protesters demonstrating against COVID-19 measures blocked it for nearly a week, but a larger protest in the capital of Ottawa has persisted as city residents are still angry over authorities' inability to reclaim the streets. Demonstrations against COVID-19 restrictions and other issues have blocked several crossings at the U.S.-Canada border and hurt the economies of both nations. They also inspired similar convoys in France, New Zealand, and the Netherlands. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security warns that truck convoys may be in the works for the United States. At least 11 people have been stabbed in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and police believe the same suspect has been responsible for each attack. The Albuquerque Police Department tweeted that officers are investigating 7 possible different scenes, stretching from the downtown area to the suburbs, with a report of 11 stabbing victims. All victims are currently in stable condition, and the lone suspect is in custody. And the motive for the attacks at this point is unclear. In an exciting finish to the NFL season, the L.A. Rams scored on a touchdown pass from Matthew Stafford to Cooper Kupp with 1:25 remaining to beat the Cincinnati Bengals 23-20. Here's Matt Stafford on the victory.
Being able to celebrate with this unbelievable team and my family and friends that are here is everything. This is a hard-fought game. Got to give the Bengals a ton of credit, man. They're a really tough team.
After winning the Offensive Player of the Year award, Cooper Kupp caught 8 passes for 92 yards and 2 touchdowns and got the game's Most Valuable Player award. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.